Welcome to Nick's podcast, The Insanity of God. We pray that God will bless you in what you're about to hear.
Our compound was probably a mile and a half, 2 miles away from where Black Hawk went down. And after that, things continued to deteriorate as the Western governments in the Western world and even the Western church gave up on Somalia. And so basically, we're working in Somaliland, we're working in Mogadishu, we're working in Kismayo, we're working in Bayadoa. Our non-government organization had grown real strong. But as insecurity grew, we would just have to go to the places where we could go. And so finally, it got so bad that you've got to know that to do relief work, you've got to have enough security to do it. You've got to have the supplies to give to people, and you've got to be able to get from point A to point B. We lost all of that. We lost our ability to travel when the United Nations pulled out. We had no commodities to give people if we could get into the country, and there was no security. And so, as I told you earlier, when we got into Somalia, there were about 150 Somalis who were followers of Jesus Christ. By 1997, only four of them were left alive. And so early in 97 is just like anything that cared about Jesus had been killed or chased away. And we were pulling out, we were shutting down. We knew that anything we would do for Somalis would be from the borders of places like Kenya and Ethiopia, if we could get security there. But the Western world ceased to care, so we had no way to get there and nothing to give them when we got there.
Thanks for listening. If you want to know more about our ministry, just go to nickripkin.com.